Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Bruno Mars, I Just Might. And you know when you hear an Irish person say that, oh, I just might, you know there's no chance of it ever happening. That is not the case for our next guest. Kales Cole is from Cork, but relocated to England in pursuit of her passion, which she is absolutely determined to follow. It took her all the way to Silverstone, where she's studying as part of a bigger life plan. And she's on the line now to tell us about her hopes to become the first Irish woman in the F1 Academy. Hey, Kales, how's it going?
Hi, Dermot. How are you keeping?
Very well, thanks. Can you explain to people what the F1 Academy is so that they can zone in on your amazing goal to break this record?
So basically, F1 Academy is an all-female grid and it runs alongside the Formula One weekends globally. This was done up by Susie Wolf, which is Toto Wolf's partner, who runs Mercedes' Formula One team. And she set it up basically just to kind of give girls an opportunity to be put on the world platform and to try and pursue a girl into Formula One in later years. There hasn't been an Irish girl put on this grid to date, so that's basically what I'm pushing for, and that's what that the goal is. So,
yeah, and by the looks of things, you're well on your way on that journey. I've always just been curious, like, is there anything stopping a female driver being one of the 20 we see, in the F1 races in the season every year? Or is it just that it so happened that, you know, men are in there, but women aren't being encouraged into that space? What's the reality of that?
I suppose, you know, motorsport has always been a male-dominated sport. And, you know, ever since the F1 Academy came out, there has been a lot more interest in trying to get a girl into Formula One. Formula One, as I said, has always been a male-dominated grid, and there hasn't been a female on that for multiple years. I think it was only, you know, the 1990s that, like, you know, there would have been a female anywhere near there. Now, there was a girl that was near there. She was in Formula 2, but she never, unfortunately, made it to F1. Now, there is obviously a lot of traction coming from the F1 Academy that could potentially bring a girl to Formula 1. As for why there isn't, I don't actually know, because I definitely think there's a lot of girls out there that have the determination and the courage to definitely do well on the grid.
There's no particular advantage, is there? You know, because obviously a lot of strength is required, but it's not the same as maybe other sports or disciplines. There's no huge advantage to being a man once you're in the cockpit, is there?
Yeah. I know, I suppose, look, I've always kind of looked at the way I've raced men all my life, and kind of, you know, when the F1 Academy came out, I was like, look, we shouldn't really separate the two genders, but I can definitely see where Susie Wolf is going with the whole campaign of, you know, trying to get girls on a world platform and get them advertised to get them more sponsorship and get them more opportunities on that kind of platform. But yeah, there's not much, you know, obviously there's a difference, we have to agree, between strengths between a man and a woman. But I think, you know, once the helmet goes on, man, woman, whatever you are, it doesn't really, you know, it's down to the driver and how well you do well on the grid. So
yeah, absolutely. But you got to see it to be it as well. And we need to encourage more women into the sport. It's an expensive sport, though, isn't it? What's your experience in terms of the finances behind what you're trying to do?
My family have been kind of my biggest supporters to date. And, you know, they've always kind of had, you know, my back with trying to get me on the grid. But now that I'm kind of moving up in the world of motorsport, it's getting harder and harder. And I've raced clubman for a couple of years, and that wouldn't be as expensive as to what I'm looking at now. But I've struggled, especially in Ireland. You know, motorsport isn't as big in Ireland, and it's not as well known compared to the likes of GAA and, you know, hurling, football, etc. So when you go to people and companies and, you know, individuals about this kind of dream and this passion for something, they don't really understand it because it's not as well known. But it definitely has been a struggle. But now that I've kind of pursued more into my media and trying to advertise it a bit more to get on the grid, I've had a lot of traction from Ireland and saying, you know, we never knew you were a thing. They didn't know who I was. And they never knew anything about F1 Academy. But now that Formula One's becoming so much more big in Ireland, I definitely think that people are out there and they want to try and help me get on the grid. So
yeah, well, it's great to watch your story because the dreams do come true. I mean, I've been keenly following Alex Dunn since he was making a name for himself in Formula 4. He's now very prominent in F2 and has gone into F1 with McLaren as a test driver and things like that. So I guess those kinds of drivers must be quite inspirational to you and show you that the path is definitely there.
Look, Alex has done a fantastic job. And he's definitely made it possible for other Irish drivers to believe in themselves to make it further for, as an Irish flag going up the grid and up the world of motorsport. He's done a fantastic job, and yeah, he's definitely kind of helped us as other drivers as well to know it's possible. He's done a fantastic job, to be fair to him.
People may not be familiar, Kales, with the types of cars, the route that you've taken from karting and up. Could you explain as if we're all sitting around the dinner table and you're trying to break it down to your relatives who aren't too familiar? So talk us through the path you've taken.
So I started karting in 2016. I didn't want to do it for a career. I just wanted to do it for a bit of fun. I had always been around as a kid, and I just, you know, I done one race, and from then on I never wanted to stop racing. And it got to a certain point where I was like, right, I really want to try and pursue this as a career, when I started winning championships and had, you know, small companies from my local town approaching me with wanting to help out with tires or whatever it was. So I started out in karting. I done 2 years in junior racing, so it'd be kind of like a slower engined kind of go-kart. And then I went into seniors, which I'd be kind of racing against kind of lads double my age. That would, you know, you have to go into seniors from 16 and above. I'd done that for about 3 to 4 years, and then I went into single seaters. I had two options. I could have went to a series called Ginetta Juniors, which is kind of more of a tin top car, like you'd see any road car.
Yeah.
But I decided to go down the single seater route because there was opportunities like F1 Academy, and there was another thing called W Series, which is basically like the another thing of F1 Academy. It's an all-female grid. Fortunately, that's gone now, and F1 Academy is on the map now for girls. But I did go down the single seater route because it was a lot cheaper than the Ginettas at the time. And I wanted to race in the UK because there was grids of 20 to 25 people, and I wanted to challenge myself and kind of be put into that high competition of mixed people. So I went and done that. So F1000 is a single seater race car, something like you'd see, you know, the likes of Alex Dunn and everyone racing, like a Formula 3, Formula 4, just a lower kind of power class. Compared to that, the Fastmobile, it's, you know, we'd hit around 140, 50 miles per hour down Silverstone. So it's not slow. So I went from that at the age of 16, and I raced that for to date now since last year. I became vice champion last year, and I've had the opportunities to move up into F4 because that's kind of like my next stepping stone.
Yeah.
And then I had an opportunity this year when I moved to the UK. They've kind of started flooding me with opportunities, really, since I moved here, because it would be a lot bigger over here with more opportunities, because it's more ingrown. You wouldn't have the likes of GAA over here compared to Ireland. So a team called Fox Motorsport, who I've dealt with in the past, they approached me. And they said, look, we really want you on the grid. So I went and done a test day with them, and we were really quick. We were between a tenth of the guy who won the championship last year. And they basically said, look, we'll do everything we can to help you. So then I started plugging on social media, started getting, you know, people approaching me about radio interviews and kind of sponsors and companies approaching me, which I've never had before. But the good thing about what I'm trying to do this year, Dermot, is the GB4 championship. It's a Formula 4 championship. So basically what Alex Dunn would have raced. But in the championship itself, they have a top female prize. And that top female prize is basically a prize fund into F1 Academy for 2027. So it's basically a direct path into that championship. So that's why the team are trying to put me with them and try and achieve that with the pace that I had shown on the test day.
Yeah, well, it's an exciting journey. Talk to us about the strength required to drive these cars, because I don't think that the average punter knows what it's like coming out of a corner. In terms of the physical strength and training that you need to do.
I suppose, like, you know, you have to be in the gym. I'm in the gym, you know, 4 to 5 days a week. I probably should be in more, and you do a lot of, you know, cardio as well. But it's definitely a very physical sport. You know, if you're not seen to be in the gym and not seen to be training, it definitely does show in the performance in the car. You know, if you have a mishap, a crash, or if you have, you know, a bump, or, you know, it'll definitely showcase in how well you come back from that with the training that you're doing. Or even in the car with, you know, you might have a 15 to 20 minute race. but you can't give up throughout that race and get tired. So that's where the training comes into. It's not just about driving around in circles. It's about having the mentality and the physical strength to pursue into that race and kind of achieve what you're doing. So
yeah, I'm always amazed watching the F1 guys, you know, when they finish the race and they take off the helmet and the head cover and they sort of fix their hair and they go, right, I'm ready to go. And you just can't imagine what their bodies and minds have been through for the previous 75 laps, you know.
I know, exactly. They just kind of flick the hair and say, oh, that was fine. That
yeah,
was good.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they've lost about 6 kilos.
With the training that they're doing, it's, you know, the training that the F1 lads are doing is probably insane. You know, they're training every hour of every day, I would say. But that's the kind of level that you get to, you know, when you get towards that kind of entry level. So,
yeah. Well, look, obviously you would love a sponsor to come on board. I do follow you on socials and I know that you're trying to get your name out there. You're trying to get people to see what you're doing and the benefits of joining your team and joining your journey. What kind of message do you want to put out there?
I suppose for me, you know, I'm trying to get Ireland behind me and trying to get Ireland to believe in this dream. You know, as a female in motorsport, I'm in a male dominated sport. And I think for any company or for any person that wants to get behind me and support me in this, it's a massive thing for them as well. Because, you know, as we say, there's never been a female towards the global path of Formula One in Ireland. So, you know, at the moment, I'm the only girl that can represent that at this stage. And it's about representing Ireland, but also inspiring the girls that are coming up as well in Ireland to try and pursue what I'm doing and show them that it's possible. Obviously, you have, you know, it's not just a sticker on a car or a suit. It's about the journey and the path that they can push me to. You know, GB4 is my plan this year with Fox. But it's about whoever supports me this year will continue to support me on the F1 global stage. And having your name alongside a girl that's done that, you know, it's a silly thing not to jump onto, considering it's such a high profile sport.
Absolutely. Well, look, you're a great ambassador for that sport, great ambassador for women in motorsport, and you're a great ambassador for Dripsy in County Cork as well, may I add. Kales Cole, thank you so much for chatting to us and best of luck on your journey. I have no doubt you're going to make it all the way.
Thank you, Dermot. I appreciate you having me on and I appreciate the support. Hopefully I'll chat to you again soon when I'm on the grid.
I hope so too. Bye-bye. We'll take a quick break.
Bye-bye.
From the North Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.